The reason many turn away from it, because it's been mixed up in the one that's telling it with tradition, deception, lie, that is not the truth. They're telling you what God is going to do. They'll tell you God's going to get you for this. How many of you heard me preach that years ago? God's going to get you for this. He's going to get you for that. And I always say it back in those days, so I hadn't changed yet. If he want to get you, he done got you. Amen. God is out to get the truth to you to receive what he has already done for you. Hello, somebody. So Paul said, I am not ashamed of this gospel, for it is the what? Power of God. Huh? Unto what? Do you have a clue? Do you have an idea? Do you have a working knowledge of what the word salvation means? Salvation means that what? Being whole, delivered, set free from anything and everything that will hurt you or harm you. Salvation. That means being saved, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, set free from sickness, disease, poverty and lack, bad relationship, all kind of bad jobs and all. And just if anything, that's salvation means to be free from it. That's what Jesus came to do. Amen. And why have not people respond to this gospel? Because it's been mixed with opinion of men, deception of Satan, and lies that didn't work for the people. You told them something, but it didn't work. But anytime you notice what the New Living says, this accomplished from start to finish. Huh? This accomplished from start to finish by faith. Hallelujah. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that the righteous person has life. It started by faith. It's going to finish by faith. And that's what you got to tell the person. Not by crying, not by whining, not by just hoping, but it's got to be by faith. And faith worketh by love. This gospel will give you everything that God has promised you in Christ. I'll say it again. It will give you everything. Although some people think this is where you don't want to miss it. Although you are challenged, although you have opposition, although stuff will show up, that's where you got to get a working knowledge of your God and his love for you. That no matter what shows up, God hadn't changed his mind. Hallelujah. No matter how severely you attest, God hadn't changed his mind. No matter what other may say, God has not changed his thoughts towards you. He had not withdrawn his faithfulness to you. Oh, glory. Many times people will say, it's because you done this, God won't do this for you. No, no, no. If you turn to God with your whole heart, I can't think of another person in the Bible that did some of the most horrible things. I mean, it was pretty bad to have another man killed and then turn and get his wife. I'm telling you, that's pretty bad. But David turned to God, and God said, "This is a man after my own heart." Did you hear what he said? Hallelujah. And what I'm saying, God never, never, say this with me, God never. God never endorsed sin. He never condoned it. He never supported it. Never had, never will, and never shall. Sin is an enemy. God hates it. And when you sin, he doesn't love that sin. Never will, never shall. But oh, if you'll turn from the sin and turn to him and say, "Lord, you know, you stronger than me. You got what I need to help me. If you help me like I need help, you can keep me from this." Anybody in the house? And turn to God with your whole heart and be honest with him. Hallelujah. And if you've been unfair, if you've been untrue and half committed, just open up and say, "Lord, you know I ain't been right. I hadn't prayed right, hadn't acted right, hadn't talked right, and didn't even treat my neighbor right. But I'm turning to you now." That's what David did. You know, I had Uriah killed, I got his wife, and I had a baby by her, and the baby died, Lord. And I did everything I could to keep that child alive. But he died, Lord. I fasted, I moaned, I did everything, Lord. But when that baby died, I got up from there and stopped moaning. Did he do it, y'all? I see I messed up, and I know I put that child in a situation that cost his life because of what I did, but Lord, I'm sorry. But you know he didn't stay there and wallow in it. He got up. And David started going after God again. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I don't care how you messed up. If you're changed this morning, see, you have to make up your mind. God can't make it up for you. You've been beat up. The enemy have beat up on you. The enemy have tried to make you think that God will never do it for you. So you might as well just live the best you can. No. Come on, let's get God best. Come on, let's get in the glory. Let's move in the power. Let's come together. Say, "God, help us.